fucking try. Maybe she was in a place I never went. That is the online dating world. It is the undiscovered country. But like me and many of my peers, I was ready to set sail, and I would take the necessary preparations to do this, to face this, to experience this. Yes, it will be some work, but there will be some reward too, trust us. No, we are not guaranteeing you will meet someone. That is not our mission. Our mission is to take you on a journey. Let's sign up for all the sites in no particular order. Match, eHarmony, Zeus, Tinder, Bumble, Plentyfish, Elite Singles, Hinge, Our Time, Christian Mingle, Ashley Madison, JDate, OkCupid, Grindr, Coffee Meets the Bagel, and more random websites that you probably never heard of. But we all are moving in the same direction. Billy Crystal said in Harry Met Sally during New Year's Eve scene, when you meet somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. Now that message is solid and resonates in your heart. You deserve an honest shot at this. I'm going to break it down for you. In the end, you'll be in the know. Ready? Let's get started. Chapter 1, Operation Reboot. This chapter is about changing your way of thinking when it comes to online dating, and I'm using myself as the prime example. I've hurt myself for years thinking I wasn't good enough for women. I would consider a girlfriend. Now, I'll go up to any woman and start a conversation with her. But when it comes to women I consider a possible life relationship with, way different story. To be honest, I'm not the best with money. I love spending money on women, going out and treating myself to the best stuff. Great, but not if I want to start a family. So that I had to change. So I had to reprogram myself in a lot of ways to get to the right mindset for my mission. There were 5 beliefs I had in my head that prevented me from starting a relationship. Here they are. Number 1, I have no money to pursue this type of endeavor. Number 2, my career is more important to me. That's acting. Number 3, I don't have time to hang out. Love my days off. Number 4, I love dating whoever I want. It's freedom. Number 5, how is she going to deal with me? I'm a handful. It's expensive to date, and if you're the guy, it's even worse. More people go in Dutch these days, and some dating sites request it for first-time daters. But most men want to win over the women. And honestly, most women want to be won over. So, what does this mean for the guy? He must put dating in his monthly bills, like cable, rent, and a car payment. Maybe to fit dating in your budget, you must give up like cable. I did it for 9 months, and it was one of the worst decisions of my life. I didn't have TV. I'd seen everything on Netflix, and the only thing I had to show for those 9 months of dating was 6 fun memories. I needed to be smarter with money. Mind reset. How? Cheap dates. Cheap dates save you money, and honestly, open more conversation than an expensive dinner date. What's a cheap date without making yourself look cheap? Here's a group suggestion. Now, did this strategy work? Yes, numerous times. It was quite effective. Number 1, coffee. Simple. Does not involve alcohol, can happen any time of day, maybe throwing a muffin. 2, a hike, exercise, getting out there, watching each other sweat, plenty of time for conversation and get that information. 3, Netflix. When you're building a relationship, online interests come up. TV shows are one of them. If there's a TV show you folks have in common, make it a date. Plus, things happen when the bedroom is 10 feet away. 4, picnic and a movie. There are places like parks that show movies, and you can bring food. Great way to show off those chef skills. 5, stand-up comedy. Ha ha, you laugh. 2 drink minimum. People love to laugh. Now, going back, career. I came out to Hollywood to act. That was my priority. If a woman I date isn't digging that, then it's not going to happen. You must make decisions that affect both of you. She may not like my job. She may not give a shit if she believes in me. There are people like that. And there are materialistic people that want security. I was going to have to think differently. She may like my commercials. She may not care if you're bringing back home the money. Who cares? Mind reset. Give her a chance to make that decision. Time. I work 40 hours a week at a restaurant when I'm not acting. 5 hours a week working out. 10 hours a week acting. Point is, how do I have time to hang out with somebody else? I love my days off. Question is, what am I really doing on my days off that couldn't include someone else? I like drinking on my Sundays off and watching TV. But why can't someone be next to me watching it? Mind reset. Spend my time more wisely by making time for them. Freedom. Dating who I want and when I want. I mean, the single guy has it all. Can leave whenever he wants. The single life is lonely also. Yes, there's a freedom, but like anything else, it can get tired. What I've learned is people that talk about their freedom run away from commitment.